One. Welcome to Dealer Process Secrets, episode 41. Today we're talking on Memorial Day as we remember those that gave the ultimate sacrifice for us and our freedom. So remember that whenever you acknowledge anybody. I know a lot of people will say happy Memorial Day. So hopefully, you can say that, we remember Memorial Day today for all those that unfortunately were unable to make it home safely, and we thank them for their sacrifices. Today, we're going to talk about working with veterans, military personnel, active, all of those individuals, and of course, the spouses of military personnel as well. Inevitably, we're going to get asked the question. We're going to get asked the question about discounting, and I think it's important to be able to talk about that in an intelligent way, being respectful, and then when you can, offer a discount. And a discount is really just about showing value. It's going to get asked on the sales floor. It's going to get asked in the finance office. It's going to be asked in service as well. And maybe your dealership doesn't have a military personnel discount or a Costco discount or anything. But in talking with Phil about this briefly, he said, if somebody asks me if they have a Chuck E. Cheese discount, I'm going to respectfully say, okay, well, yeah, let me check on that. That's a great question. Hold on one moment. And, buy yourself a little time and come back with an appropriate response. I've only recently adopted that. I was handcuffing myself with my dealership's policy. And if they didn't have a Costco program, I'd tell the client that, I would kind of assume honesty was the best policy. It would allow me to move on and do what it is that I needed to do. But in reality, the best way to do that is to acknowledge and kind of give them some sort of confirmation that what they asked for is logical. So if I haven't disclosed all of my product pricing yet or haven't gone into the details and there's any additional room for me to convey the perceived value of the discount, the ball is really in my court. My hands aren't as tied as I'd like to think they are with the dealership not having a policy in place. But with that being said, it'd be great if there was that uniformity between the departments, the service department, the sales department, the finance department, to go ahead and make sure that those discounts were applied appropriately and consistently across the board. Because word is going to get out there. Customers are going to talk. Ideally, you're going to want them to talk about how wonderful things were. So I'll take a break and I'll do a quick invite to Brian, Kelsey, Andy to come up on the stage, talk about what maybe is in store for them this Memorial Day in the dealership or wherever it is that they're working. If there's still some COVID protocols or anything along those lines, go ahead and raise your hand to speak. I'll invite you as well. Hopefully there's some stuff to say. Otherwise, it'll just be a monologue podcast with one of the co-hosts today. And I usually let Phil lead all the conversations. So I can definitely find some stuff to talk about. But the discounting, I think, is a great way to get the ball rolling. It allows you to include a multi-product discount for the finance office, a multi-service discount when you're working on the vehicles. And then when you're selling the vehicle, none of this happens for your dealership until the vehicle is sold. And especially right now, everything is a market adjustment, full sticker or MSRP. So if there's any type of reduction you're able to do, especially for those that served, I can't really personally think of any greater reason to offer a discount of services other than someone who put their life on the line to defend our freedom. So I think that this is a great starting point. And then maybe we can start looking into the legitimacy of some of the other discounts that people feel are applicable. But I think there's always that benefit of having justification behind the reason. If you have a 10% discount for military veterans and you have a 10% discount, like Phil said, when someone asks about a Chuck E. Cheese discount, that doesn't necessarily have the same value. And it seems a little weird and has people not thinking about what it is that they're currently engaged in. So if you're trying to sell a car, service a car, finance a car, and they're thinking about like, well, that doesn't make any sense. This person is a military veteran. And then I brought up working at Costco or having a membership at Costco, and it's the same benefit. I think that that does create a little bit of dissonance in the client's mind, and that works against your ultimate purpose. So with that said, Brian, thanks for coming up on the stage. Do you have anything to add with what we're talking about today?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm just walking my dog, so happy Memorial Day. I do have the day off, so kind of doing some things from home. But yeah, in terms of discounts, I know Toyota has a $500 discount that they have for military members going on right now. But I talk with my sales manager and service managers, and we are fairly close to a base, and they don't really promote the discount, so to speak, and they don't ask to, but we do honor when it is brought up. And but to keep things top of mind, we kind of, you know, just do the usual post for military. We just promote the manufacturer's discount when it's available and applicable. But in terms of discounting overall, we kind of focus on just providing value, right? And that's what Brad always talks about. You don't really have to put a big time discount or anything. It's just a matter of providing the value and letting people know what's available.
I think that's perfect. I the only thing I would say is, you know, it seems like you're applying the military discount, but I think you said that you're not asking the clients about if they're military, especially if that discount applies to household, because maybe you have a spouse of somebody and they just don't think about saying it. But do you think there's a way to improve your process? Because that's great that the manufacturer offers the military rebate. Maybe you can make sure it applies to more people when you can. But can you think of any other ways to kind of enhance either discounting programs that are advantageous to more transactions, or maybe for veterans specifically, as we talk on this Memorial Day?
At one time we had he's no longer with us, but we did have a vet, and I had him record a video, and that went on our website, our veterans page, and kind of just talking about, you know, how our dealership, you know, gave him opportunity and how he appreciates everything. And for his fellow military members to take advantage of those opportunities in terms of, you know, getting their rebates.
That is awesome. I love that. If you're going to, you know, go out of your way to reach out to a specific community, in this case, veterans, active duty military, having a dedicated page on your website is a great way of doing that. And you know what? That's a great substitution for discounting, because if the client knows you're already on their, in their corner, on their side, fighting on their behalf, supporting everything that they stand for, you know, when it comes time to buying a car, they're enthused, they're excited to work with you. They're not coming to you saying, let me get the bare bottom price. And it becomes a much more pleasurable experience. And I think that's awesome, Brian. Thank you so much for sharing, man. One of the other things I wanted to get into is, what other discounts do you honor? Have you heard in the past? Do you think it's worthwhile? I think the interesting one to me is people bringing up to a car dealership AAA discounts. I might not have just been old enough to understand the logic behind that. I guess AAA is supposed to be getting you a discount in a lot of different places, so I guess it never hurts to ask. But a AAA Costco membership, Brian, since you're up on stage, what do you say if somebody brings up some of these other programs that you might not have a discounting program with? What would you say to those individuals?
Well, I'm known as the I'm the giveaway guy at work, and you know, being part of the marketing and the social media and anything that any opportunity that we can take to help somebody out or just to get the word of mouth going. But I'm not in the weeds. I don't know what the departments actually do, but I do that heavily. If I see the service department, you know, there's a lot of people waiting in the area, as opposed to giving a discount, I'll give something away. Like, I'll hand out raffle tickets and just walk around the dealership, and I'll go to the service department or the parts department. Hey, you guys got a car wash kit, you know, something that we could put together to give away. And as opposed to, you know, offering discounts, because we have stuff on our website, you know, the 10% or the $10 off the oil change. But like I said, I think it's better to give something as opposed to kind of like taken away, because then people take advantage and they expect it every time if it doesn't come up. AAA, I'm not sure if we honor any of that stuff, to be honest, Sterling, but I'm pretty sure we, to an extent, we do, because we do have a lot of older people in our area.
I like that a lot. The fact that you said you're a think of the way guy, and I think that's what's most important. Whenever you have to tell a client no, there does come the time where you do need to say that. But you know, the less you have to say no, the more enjoyable the experience is. So you said like a car wash kit. I think that's brilliant. Someone asks for a discount and say, "Hey man, listen, you buy this car. We want you to keep it looking as nice and clean as long as possible. We're going to go ahead and give you this car washing kit. There's instructions inside. If you need any help whatsoever, just reach out to our service department, schedule a call, and we'll offer a consulting and go over this, that, and the other." And boom, you just gave them some added value for the same price of the car that everybody else is paying. And that's what they're looking for. They may use the word discount, the client, but ultimately what they want is they just want additional value. And I know people love getting that extra something, because I've heard it before, getting my own personal car service. I believe he was a veteran, not 100% sure, but an older gentleman. And he was just talking about what a great deal he got on his lease. And you know what he was talking about? That was so funny to me. He was just talking about getting the excess wear and use protection, so that way when he was done with his lease, he could bring it back and he didn't have to worry, since he was new to leasing. And man, he was so excited. He's telling his service advisor about it. And I think that was awesome. So you just got to give this extra value and maybe turn that word discount, and you maybe buy yourself a little time, say, "I got to look into it." I think that's a great way to add to that value. The only thing I was going to add was, in the beginning when you said Happy Memorial Day, I opened everything up by saying that, you know, I guess the technical term is we remember or we observe Memorial Day. But I've seen so many people say Happy Memorial Day, and then they just make sure to add that at the end. We honor all of those that gave up their lives for our freedoms and everything. So that was just one other thing I wanted to add in there. Just make sure that, you know, we are as respectful as we can of the different Armed Services Day. And that's probably going to go a long way as well. What are some of the other things that I wanted to talk about? It was really it. I really wanted to focus on having a good Memorial Sales Day. That kind of looks different for each dealership. I've always felt personally that the Memorial Sales Day, it's like hit or miss. I mean, you could have your busiest day of the month in May, or you could have just a day where everybody stayed home, grilled out, went to the beach, or, you know, did all those fun festivities. So I'm trying to think, what was one of the more successful Memorial Day? I think when you can get people to show up to your dealership early, that's going to be the sign of a successful Memorial Day. So that's part of the reason why in a few minutes here, I'm probably going to wrap up the podcast. But that success or failure start of the day is a great way to make sure that everybody who comes into work is productive, because the worst thing you can have is coming to the dealership on a day where all your friends are out and everything, and you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs. Accounting isn't even there, so you can't get your end of the month deals done like the way you want to. All those things kind of come into play. So make sure you set yourself up for success as best you can. This podcast may be up here before 12 p.m. Eastern. So if you're, you know, west of the Eastern time zone, you'll have plenty of time to listen and hopefully get prepared for a successful Memorial Day. Let me welcome Kelsey to the stage. Thank you, Kelsey, for coming up. What would you like to add to today's conversation?
Hey, guys. I would definitely say to try to get at it real early this morning. Obviously, you should have maybe set some appointments on Saturday for early morning on Monday. So hopefully everyone did that. But yes, definitely start early, so then that way, even if people are still wanting to grill out, swim, and have a good time, there's still time to get the last few deals wrapped up at the end of this month and all that good stuff. I don't know about, you know, some dealerships. I know our dealership is going to be closing out today. So, you know, wrap it all up. And yeah, that's all I have to say for that matter.
Perfect. Thank you so much. That's a great contribution there. What about early? I don't know if you heard the conversation we were talking about. I think Brian made some great points. I think I touched on a few good things. But what about discounting? How would you handle that conversation with the clients that you have?
Of course, on my end, it's a little bit different because I am the business development manager, so I am in the internet aspect of everything. So people are coming to me, customers are coming to me asking about the discounts, asking what we can do to take off price, things like that. So I love to be transparent about everything and just make sure that, you know, they do know that we offer a military discount. They do know that we offer a first responder discount, and making sure that they, if they qualify that for that, I'm getting that discount for them. I don't want to hold anything back. And I know it's all about gross. We want to hold as much as we can, but for the internet side of things, it's all about just making the customer happy and making sure that we are going above and beyond, getting all those discounts for them so they want to purchase a vehicle, so they want to come back. And it's all about retention as well. You know, you want to make sure that they have a really great experience when they come to your dealership, or even when they're online, because most of the time their online shopping experience is their very first idea of how their experience is going to go with that dealership. So I say be transparent, give them the discounts that they qualify for. I am a firm believer in offering coupons for appointments. So I will often do, you know, $500 toward your trade value, or $500 additional off this vehicle. If you just come in and set an appointment with us, come in, check out the vehicle, and you get an additional $500 off. It's an easy way to set an appointment, and the customer feels as if they're getting something in return for just showing up and having to kind of go through that process of test driving and, you know, sitting for a little while with paperwork and all that good stuff. So again, just try to be transparent and help the customer to your fullest capability.
I love that. That's awesome. I'm going to probably wrap things up here a little earlier, and hopefully this is a solid 20 plus minutes of content for people. But that's awesome that you work in the BDC. That's awesome that you're as transparent as you are, that you try to apply all of these discounts that can be applied, because now when the client shows up, they feel like you're already in their corner, and you as a representative of the dealership, that's paramount, because now the negotiation starts. And then you gave them their ammo for the negotiation. You gave them their discount. You gave them their special program. You let them know ahead of time of the appropriate fees and everything. And that just gives all of your personnel that work more so in person the opportunity to finalize the transaction. And that's what it's all about. Finalizing the transaction, keeping the clients happy, keeping the lights on, and keeping everyone else ready to work the next day as well. So Brian, Kelsey, thank you guys so much for your contribution. I'll give over closing thoughts. Anything, Brian, Kelsey, before we sign off for today's podcast?
I would say make sure everyone is on the same page when you're giving out discounts as well. Make sure that the sales manager who's desking the deal knows about the discounts that you've offered or mentioned. And that way there is that still transparency between you and the customer, and the customer and the sales manager, and all that good stuff. Just keeping everything cohesive and all that good stuff. But I'm done. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. That's great. Yes, transparency works both ways, for the client and then for your coworkers. The worst thing you can do is try to be transparent with the client. They show up, and then because of a miscommunication, they end up getting a terrible experience. So well said, Kelsey. Brian, you didn't add anything there, but you added earlier some great stuff. So thank you both for your contribution. This has been Dealer Process Secrets, episode 41. I'm leaving a little bit earlier today. Thank you, Phil, for the opportunity to go ahead and host this week's podcast. And I'm going to go to work and try to put together all those practices we talked about. So you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Sterling. Bye, Kelsey.